Report: After Biden's debate disaster, U.S. allies prepare for Trump's return. By Joel B. Polak on June 28, 2024. Observers abroad watched the first presidential debate of the 2024 general election on Thursday night on CNN, an international network, and concluded that former President Donald Trump is likely to return to office in 2025. Reuters reported, via the Jerusalem Post. While the first U.S. presidential debate of the 2024 race dwelt little on foreign policy, analysts say Joe Biden's shaky performance will have America's allies steeling for Donald Trump's return. Several Australian officials and experts attended a workshop titled Trump 2.0 in Sydney as the debate aired. The mood has changed considerably after the debate, and the general view is that if you weren't preparing for a Trump 2.0, then that is the smart play and the smart move now. In Israel, a country with more at stake in the U.S. elections than perhaps any other except Ukraine, the left-wing Haaretz called the debate a sad night for America. Many Israeli outlets noted Trump's comments on the ongoing war with Hamas, including his statements that Israel should be allowed to finish the job, that Hamas never would have attacked on October 7 if he were still in office, and that Biden had become a bad Palestinian. But what grabbed top headlines was the statement by New York Times columnist Tom Friedman, a close Biden ally, that Biden should step aside after his disastrous performance. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.